three arrests and the possibility of maybe more cases being resolved due to these arrests.
We did have some additional habitation burglaries in that area earlier this week, and so our investigators will, of course, be considering and investigating whether or not these individuals could possibly be related to that.
And again, geographically, we're talking about the area of Southwest Parkway and Dartmouth generally?
About that area. It is right about in that area, a little bit east of Dartmouth. But it's, you know, it's too early to say for sure, but because of the coincidence, they will certainly investigate whether or not these individuals could have been related to that. But this is another example of a neighbor seeing something suspicious and calling the police. He observed some individuals climbing over a fence from a neighboring yard. Of course, that's suspicious, and so he did the right thing. He called the police. An additional caller called in, said that she could hear somebody hitting a door and thought that they were trying to burglarize a residence. And so I'm guessing people are starting to listen to the message that we can't do our job without our citizens helping us, because we've had several examples lately of where a citizen call has led us to making an arrest and helping us get these bad guys off the streets. We made contact with three males matching the descriptions given by one of the reporting parties. We searched the area and found a residence where the burglars had attempted to make entry. As a result of the continued investigation done by the officers on the scene, they were able to gather enough evidence that led them to be able to come up with the probable cause needed to place the three individuals under arrest.
The other thing about the public involvement that just dawned on me is that so far, and I'll knock on wood that we don't have to talk about it, but the citizens are reporting these things to authorities, and that's where the public involvement stops. I mean, they continue to observe, but they don't take things into their own hands after that.
Which is great. We don't advise them to do that. They don't have the training to approach a possible criminal situation. We don't want our citizens to get them into a situation where they could possibly get hurt or end up in a situation where they're having to be able to justify their actions further. Watching them, getting all the information you can about a description, direction of travel, mode of travel, that is what we want. Again, that helps us so much, especially whenever we can get a clothing description and we can get a direction of travel for these individuals. But, you know, our citizens are our partners. You know, we want to make this community safe, and we need to be in partnerships with our citizens in order to be able to do our job better.